Welcome to Your Ability Podcast as part of the Staff Networks. Today's topic is going to be menopause. We've got a special guest today who I'm going to let herself introduce in a minute. The format of this podcast is going to be slightly different to what you've been used to. It's a short format podcast, which is intended for you to just be able to listen to it very quickly over lunch, just a bit of information, and then maybe go away, find out more, maybe ask us, maybe getting involved with the networks. And we are going to hopefully go into the longer format podcasts around these topics that we're going to try and do in short format, just to put some more meat on the bone, because they are very big topics, and I don't think we're going to give justice to them today. But that's not what this is for. This is basically just for information and to get you thinking. So with no further ado, I'm going to let Karen introduce herself, and I'm also going to let Dave introduce himself. So, Karen, do you want to say hello?
Hello, everybody. My name is Karen Snuggs. I'm a disability business partner at the Business Disability Forum, and I work with the Trust, their members, and I manage that relationship.
Dave?
Hi, I'm Dave Stocks. I'm the Vice Chair of the Disability Staff Network.
Karen, if you can give us a bit of an overview of menopause in, and then maybe we can have a little bit of a discussion afterwards.
Yeah, of course. So most women will experience some symptoms around the menopause. I'm so sorry. So some symptoms around the menopause and the duration and severity of these symptoms will vary from woman to woman. But I think it will be useful for you to understand what some of those common symptoms are. So I suppose all of us have heard about hot flushes. These can be short, very sudden feelings of heat, and that actually have a huge impact. You know, can you imagine you're in a meeting and all of a sudden you're having a hot flush, and it can be very embarrassing for some women. And most women will experience hot flushes during the menopause, and also night sweats. This is something that a lot of women also experience, and that leads on to difficulty in sleeping. So what you'll notice as we go through that these symptoms have a knock-on effect, and they all interlock in many ways. So you're sweating and having hot flashes in the day, and at night you're having night sweats, which leads on to difficulty in sleeping. So how do you think that's going to make you feel, or how do you think it's going to make your colleagues feel, or anybody you know that's going through the menopause? You know, they could be tired, and tiredness causes irritability, but it also can contribute to loss of concentration, memory issues, and that's a lot down to difficulty in sleeping, as I've mentioned. If you can think about having all of these symptoms, flushes in the day, night sweats, difficulty sleeping, and then you've got to manage a family and work at the same time, the emotional impact on your well-being is really interesting. And we've all heard about women and their mood swings. Oh, you know, oh, she's having another mood. Is it that time of month? All of those sorts of things. But actually, this is much more than this. That it's not just about having a bad day. It's about how these symptoms interact with each other and how they make an individual feel, but also not just how you feel emotionally, but how you feel physically and how that impacts on the job you do. You know, whatever your role is, there is going to be a knock-on effect. And it's really important that people try and have an understanding of that, you know. The other thing I think it's important to talk about is that it's not explored in any way in enough detail, you know. It's a very difficult time for women, and for some women there's this huge feeling of loss, and they're sometimes on top of all of these other symptoms, they're going through a grieving process. And I would just like people to understand this really is a big deal, and very often people don't think that it is. The other thing I think is how long the menopause can last. You know, some women are very lucky and they go through maybe a year, 18 months of some of these this discomfort to a lesser or a more severe degree. But for some women, it can last up to 12 years. And that's a really long time to be going through all of these things that you're going through and still have to work and still have to live your life. And for colleagues particularly to have an understanding of that can be really important. You know, people get anxious and stressed when they're going through any kind of medical things, you know, but when you're going through your menopause, and let's be honest, that's what it is. It's, you know, a change in your body, you know, not just the physical, but the mental, the hormonal effects that it has on you. And it's really important that people start to think about it in a much more impactful way, so that actually women do feel more comfortable about wanting to talk about it. So when you imagine, and I've talked about the symptoms, and you can see the effect they have. Some women also get joint stiffness, aches and pains, and reduced muscle mass. This is something that people never think about, you know, and perhaps even women listening to this, I didn't know that could happen. I mean, these are some of the worst case scenarios, absolutely. But we still have to think about them. And what's the impact on the individual? How does that make them feel? And how can we support them? I know that, Chris, you've got some really interesting information and resources on the menopause at the Trust, haven't you?
Yeah, there's been a lot of work in the Trust around menopause. So they on the Health and Wellbeing intranet page, there's a section dedicated to menopause. I also know that we've got champions in the organisation, menopause champions. I believe they're going to be added to that page. So I think names are going to go on that page. I don't think they're there yet. There is a contact person, so if you want to find out more about that, which is Tammy, I think, on the intranet, she'll be very happy to talk to you about that. I think, Karen, it's really interesting what you're talking about, because I think, for me, some of that dovetails into allyship, doesn't it, from male colleagues as well?
Yeah.
Which is probably going to be quite a big part of this puzzle as well, in terms of the support in the workplace and people feeling comfortable to talk about things. So I would argue this is probably still a taboo subject. So do you feel that it is more acceptable and more is there more abilities to talk about these subjects, sort of in light of Carol Vorderman doing programs on the TV, there being quite a lot of coverage around these sort of subjects?
Well, yes, there's definitely more people talking about it. And we see at BDF an uprise in the number of organisations that have now got a menopause policy. So if there's a policy, policy required, that means that people are talking about it, or at least thinking about it. One of the things that I would say, though, Chris, is that it's not mainstream. You know, there's reasons why people don't talk about these taboo subjects. And apart from the fact that people don't want to talk about periods and, you know, hot flushes and all of the other things, there's also the cultural differences between us, and that there are some cultures where the women wouldn't talk about it to other women, never mind discuss it with other men. And also there's this gender thing about women having to tell their male bosses, for example. So your champion scheme is excellent. You know, is there somebody else that they can talk to, somebody that will be more relatable to them? I think that's an amazing thing.
I find this really interesting, Karen. As a man, it's opened up a whole new world to me, because it literally doesn't get talked about. And I can relate with the sleep loss. It's I suffer from really poor sleep, so the symptoms you get with sleep loss, exactly the same as what I get, which is loss of concentration, irritability, low mood, and lack of memory. I get all those, and I struggle day in, day out with those. What really, really frightened me is how long it can last, up to 12 years.
Yeah.
Effectively, you're fairly seriously ill for 12 years.
Women are, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think people don't realise that, Dave. They don't understand that there's this misconception that, it comes along, bam, you get a few hot flushes, you're a moody whatnot for how long, and then it goes away, and it's not like that. My experience, and if we do a longer version, I'll talk about it in more detail. My experience was traumatic for me. I had a very, very long 7 years, and I never dreamt in my wildest dreams when I was a young woman that that was going to be what would happen to me at the end. And I did have a horrible time, but it's not horrible for everybody, and it's not horrible necessarily all of the time. You can have good days and bad days and good weeks and not so good weeks, but it's just about understanding that. And I think it's interesting that you talked about the fact that you're a man and this is new to you. It's made you start thinking in a different way. And if a woman is going through menopause, it doesn't just impact on her, it impacts on others, obviously in a different way, but it still impacts. And I think as I said, this champion scheme that you've got, or ally scheme, I think it's fantastic. And that's what this session's about. It's just about opening people's eyes. It's a tidbit, it's not the full deal. And I hope that if more people show an interest, we can do a much more in-depth session, and perhaps we can get somebody apart from myself, one of your colleagues or a couple of your colleagues, to share their lived experience, because I think that would be really important for people to understand the differences that we all go through. It's not a one size fits all stage of our lives. It's very different for different people.
Yeah, I also find the fact that it can fluctuate. So it flares up. So you can have better periods of time,
yeah,
for want of a better word. Not so good. And that's common to a lot of illnesses. They can flare up, and so it's having that flexibility in the workplace to understand when it flares up, to be there supportive and have that flexible arrangement for when it flares up. I think it's quite important.
And I think that's why having a policy for menopause is very proactive and the right thing to do. I also think, we use the word taboo, but there's also something about doing some myth busting around menopause. It is for some women a big scary monster, and it's horrible, and they have a really bad experience. But for others, it's not so bad, but there will be still some symptoms. And being as an employer that's flexible around menopause will be, really the way to go, the way forward.
Thank you, Karen. I'm going to draw this to a close now, but it's been a really interesting topic, and it's been really good just to start this conversation. I know lots of conversations have happened before and within the organisation, but I think it needs to continue, and I think we need to carry on talking about these difficult topics that, as we've said, are a taboo and probably have been sort of mitigated and minimized by sort of that umbrella term of women's problems, which is probably very unhelpful. So looking forward to the long format podcast. I think we can put some more meat on the bone. So if this has been useful, let us know, reach out to us. If you want to get more involved in the network, let us know as well, and we'll add you to as an ally or as a member. Hope you've enjoyed this, and we'll speak to you soon. Thank you very much for listening.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye.